Six pack of Nazar, Mishnah Yud. Gilach al Zevach v'nimsa posel. He shaved his hair after he brought one of the kabbanas, and it ended up that the kabban was a posel of kabban. So not only is a kabban posel, but tichlach l'psula, svocha v'olulot. His shaving also is nifsal, and his kabbanas didn't help him, and he has to start all over again. Yes, if he says the entire thing according to Rabbi Lezer, since it was in the last day, it's enough to say two over 7 days. Gilach al chatas shaloi lishmo. If he shaved after he brought the chatas shaloi lishmo, the halacha is a chatas which is brought shaloi lishmo with a kavon of a different korban is possible. After he brought his other korban, it's still techlat upsula. Also, everything is possible because, since he shaved too early, it puzzles everything. If he brought the oil and the shlam shaloi lishma, the halacha is oil and shlam you bring shaloi lishma, the korban is kosher, but you were not bekayim yochiyuv and you have to bring and replace it. So since, even though the korban is kosher, you're allowed to eat the meat, but since it's not treated as the korban of a nazir, therefore also tegatha psula zvachav le'oilalot, that he lost out everything. Hashem has a compromise over here. That he says, since the korban is kosher, even though he was not yoseh schayfel with it, but the fact that it's kosher is enough to say that he shaved after bringing a korban, and therefore he can bring that korban was kosher. Yeah. So in other words, he holds that if you just brought any korban and he shaved after the korban, even though it wasn't a specific nazir korban, that's good enough. If you bring a nazir korban shaloi lishma, that's equivalent to bringing some other type of korban. Yeah. In gilach al shloishtam nimsechem em kosher tichlastik sheirit. If you galeach after you brought all three korbanos, then his shaving is kosher because it's enough to bring one of the korbanos in advance, the yovel shal zvachim, and afterwards replace the other ones which were possible.